So this Sunday, the Redskins square off against the Cowboys. It's the final game of the regular season, and frankly, it doesn't mean anything, but it might mean something. That's why we got Trevor Maddich, our Redskins analyst, always brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy. Trevor, happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, with regard to the playoffs and where the Redskins rank, it doesn't mean anything, but psychologically, does this game mean something to the players?
It does. The players are on a roll right now, and they've ripped off a bunch of consecutive wins, and it means a lot to them to continue that positive momentum. But you've got to balance that with allowing key starters to get healthy, because the key is not this game. The key is, what can this game do to help you win in the first round of the playoffs? And so they've got to balance momentum with health.
And the Redskins started the season with, like, injuries everywhere, but what injuries are they focusing on right now? Because it seems like a lot of the key players are looking pretty good, or am I missing something?
There are a lot of key guys that are kind of limping a little bit. DeSean Jackson, wide receiver, has been battling a leg injury for most of the season. It would be good for him to have a chance to get that thing a little more healthy. Trent Williams was limping, the left tackle, all-pro, or a Pro Bowl certainly, was limping late in the game last week. D'Angelo Hall, who is playing safety for the Redskins this year, who is an enormously critical leadership component. Yeah. Of that banged-up secondary. They've mixed and matched players from off the street sometimes to fill in for guys that have been hurt. Well, they've been relatively healthy and playing together for the last couple of months. Hall is the key guy there, but he's been dinged up with some leg injuries. And center Corey Lichtensteiger is a guy that kind of does need to get in and play a little bit, because he has been out. So when you kind of add all this stuff together, a couple of running backs have been dinged, Matt Jones, Chris Thompson. So these are some players that the Redskins would like to get a little bit more healthy.
But, Trevor, what about more on the coaching side? How about this new Dallas assistant that they have brought in? How is that going to help them with this specific game, but also going forward into the other games?
Well, Dallas is trying to put things together. I mean, they think that they are one broken collarbone of their quarterback, Tony Romo, away from having made a Super Bowl run this year. I think they've got bigger problems than that. And so I can see Dallas kind of mixing and matching and trying to get set up for next year. And they're really just playing for their jobs now, for which guys are going to be sticking around going forward, because they've got more to worry about than just Romo.
You know,
I expect to get your best effort out of Dallas, because they will be playing for their jobs. But again, for the Redskins, the only thing that matters there is that some second-string cowboy fighting for a position doesn't dive into the legs of a Redskin who's got to play next week.
Well, and that's Jay Gruden's dilemma, isn't it? And if somebody does, God forget, big get hurt tomorrow, or excuse me, Sunday, the criticism will be, so loud against him. So what do you expect from him? Do you think that he'll start people for the first half and then tone it down for the second half?
It's hard to say. I don't know, because he'll probably ask the players as well.
Yeah.
And these guys we're talking about, the names that we've named, are veteran guys. Jason Hatcher, another guy, defensive lineman who could use a little bit of rest. And they understand the difference in the balance with momentum and health. And so, but there's a domino effect. I mean, if Trent Williams doesn't play at left tackle, what do you do with Kirk Cousins at quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have your best player to protect him. What do you do? Do you keep him in there? So I don't think Jay Gruden will be criticized either way, because I can see a positive point of continuing the momentum the way it is, or going the other route and resting some guys.
Also,
what I do expect is you'll see some guys for the first quarter, and then they'll make a decision based on how they feel.
Trevor, let's not forget, we remember the last time the Redskins made the playoffs 2 years ago, first round. Of course, RG3 gets injured against the Seahawks, and Kirk Cousins has to come off the bench for much of the game. It would have been better if he had had some snaps before that. Do you anticipate seeing Colt McCoy play quite a bit so that he's got at least something under his belt?
I would anticipate that, because we haven't seen him this year. I thought he would have played more this year, especially early on when Cousins was struggling, not to replace Cousins, but just as a pitcher out of the bullpen to spell him late in games where the Redskins were losing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right about that. I mean, you've got to get your backup some reps, especially at quarterback. But fortunately, I think Colt McCoy is the best backup quarterback in the NFL right now.
Wow.
Trevor,
he's the
what
kind
about
of guy that can go in and game for you if something happens. But it would be good to give him some reps.
Trevor, what about around 4 months from now, we're looking at the NFL draft. Who do you think the Redskins are going to be looking at right now?
Kerry's already looking at the draft.
Looking ahead. But you know what, though? It never ends, right?
Right.
The whole thing of who you're going to get, why, and how, and stuff like that.
I'm sure Bruce Allen's looking at that right now, and Scott McLuhan.
They are. And the thing is, the positions I can see them going, if you're looking at positions, really are linebacker and secondary. But ultimately, I think they'll do what they did this last draft. Instead of bringing in a guy at a position, they'll bring in a mindset. The first pick in this last draft for the Redskins, Brandon Scherff, offensive lineman from Iowa, was brought in not just because he's a good offensive lineman, but because he has the attitude that the Redskins are trying to build. He's a grinder who loves the process of the weight room and the practice field and the meeting room. He loves that side of the game. And that mindset is a big reason why the Redskins are where they are right now. And I think that their main draft priority will be to continue to build the mindset with the talent.
All right, what's your prediction for the game this Sunday? It's always a big game against the Cowboys. I don't care about the playoffs. I don't care about the records. We got to beat the Cowboys, right?
It'd be great to beat the Cowboys. You're right. What I expect is that the Redskins will beat the Cowboys. I expect that some of the key starters, including a quarterback, left tackle, and safety, will get some rest in this game. And I think the Redskins will head into the postseason in a place that they haven't been for a long, long time, which is able to rest their starters, which is kind of cool.
And then Monday, Trevor, when we touch back with you here and talk about Sunday's game, we will know exactly who the Redskins will be playing in the first round of the playoffs. We'll know what day they're playing, and you'll tell us all about it then. But until then, we're focused on Dallas. We want to embarrass Jerry Jones down there in that big stadium he built. And looking forward to it.
You just stirring it up, Larry.
Yes, I like to. Oh, he's such a goofball, that Jerry Jones. Trevor, happy New Year, and enjoy all the college football that you're about to be working on over at ESPN, man. It's a big day today.
Oh, what a day. Rose Bowl and all the rest.
I can't wait.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Trevor. And as usual, the Trevor Maddich Redskins Report is brought to you by Fork Union Military Academy.